Once again, it's been a tough week for myself, kind of going through that grieving process. I don't know where you are at, whether it's a family member or our bishop, Bishop Paul Serba, rest his soul. Kind of a roller coaster in itself, as I was able to go to a good part of the visitation on Thursday with the evening prayer and the music of the Handmaids in Duluth, as well as Friday morning with the visitation that continued. We prayed the morning prayer as well as the rosary. It was also really powerful to spend some time with our seminarians as I stayed at Father Ryan Moravitz's house. And he had a lot of the seminarians there, one of them, Ben Freeman. So it was great to catch up with him and other priests. We also had Archbishop Hebna that visited that gathering on Friday evening or Thursday evening. And then the Mass itself, I hope you were able to see it on television or on the internet. It's one of those very sacred moments. Just a hard time, a shocking situation. You know, we just had, quote unquote, finished our bankruptcy. Again, I'll always say that we always continue to serve the victims. But as a bishop, through that years of almost 4 years to serve in that way, and then just passing away is, I guess, still a shock for me. And what a sacred moment to be with the Eucharist, with other bishops, priests, and the laity around our diocese, around our state, and beyond that. So let's continue to pray for him and listen to his prayers if he is in heaven, and seek the mission he had, because it was pretty much right from the Lord. So for this evening, I just want to share about first the reading in Isaiah about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then to conclude with the words of St. Paul in Romans, which I think helps us in that grieving process, but also in general in this season. So once again, Isaiah wrote, "On that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. His delight shall be the fear of the Lord." We talk a lot about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in many different ways. One, when we are baptized. And the second, when we are confirmed. And so we actually just was talking about that Wednesday evening with our students, especially our juniors who are preparing for their confirmation, that we want to continue to open our hearts for the Holy Spirit with those seven gifts. And tonight, because of the lost loved one of our bishop, I mean, I heard all those seven gifts that I've physically seen and heard him working with those Holy Spirits, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, on all different levels. In my own life, when I was called a priest, a deacon, when I was in the seminary with him, when I was in the hospital, when he gave me anointing of the sick, and visiting us in God's country, about the farthest place away from the chancery. He came recently for the machine for at the house for the women with children that were pregnant before coming over to the confirmation. And on and on and on and on. Just to walk through quickly the inspiration in my own heart. you think about wisdom, I mean, as a bishop and his wisdom, again, I saw it in the seminary, the wisdom of the scriptures, the wisdom of the love of Jesus Christ, the wisdom of Mother Mary, and the wisdom that he was sharing on the phone a couple weeks ago. When I was going through a tough time, just highs and lows very quickly, as I blessed a little baby, a stillborn in the hospital, and then saw my niece that was born. And he called me back about a week and a half later, and he just mentioned how interesting that is for a priest. And again, he always called us by fathers, even though he's a bishop. And we were talking about that, and I kind of choked back to him, because it was the next 2 weeks later that I baptized my niece in the NICU, and then he passed away. And right before that, I'll never forget how sacred that was with him, with his wisdom, knowing we got to live each day as the best we can for Jesus. That we need to be in the moment of the time and know that at any point it could be called. I know with my own health, that's very gentle from him to mention that. His understanding, we learned a lot more when he passed away, of how much he knows, because he was so humble. He wasn't cocky or proud, but he's one of the intellectual persons that now I know of. He's reading like 3 different books in his chapel at his house. And if you read the newspaper or heard his homilies, he did that knowledge, again, to be gentle, and to do so in ways that we can hear and learn. He also gave me, I know, a lot of counsel as a bishop. He told us, after we were ordained, he told my class, 5 of us, he said, "You're going to be a pastor in 2 years, and we need to help you get ready with that." And I was very grateful that he called me to come up to International Falls. And it's been an honor to serve you last over 5 years now. He had strength, especially through the bankruptcy process, of coming to each parish in the diocese to confirm our students, to hear his strength for you as our flock, and to always have the strength to go against the culture. The council, too, I want to remind, during this bankruptcy, how many times that we wouldn't have seen, or we wouldn't have seen it in the media, how many people that he worked with that were abused from priests, how many times people visited with him to speak and for him to listen and to cry with his brothers and sisters. His understanding, which he took time, he was very good as a man. If you think about a poker game, he had a poker face, and he had just the hands that had the cards close to his chest. We had no clue about assignments, for instance, with who's doing this in our diocese. We had no clue. We also never knew that he had a pacemaker. We heard it for the first time at his brother's homily at his funeral. You talk about putting, just being understanding by keeping it yourself, not gossip, where I certainly do not have that part of keeping close. His piety, with some of the words that other bishops said earlier this week, his goal was to be with Jesus every day. His mission was to be with Jesus forever. How often, as a priest myself or yourself, kind of think or forget about Jesus? He was unbelievable. He was a saintly man. And fear of the Lord, another one that some of us might not think about how important that is, how I've said before, but God is God and we are not. And again, we should have some fear of God, especially in Advent as we prepare to celebrate again the Christmas of Jesus Christ, where our world right now is having parties and buying gifts and going on and on about celebrations. And it is Advent. It's time to prepare ourselves for God. It's to have some time to be fear of Him. To have a kind of a dimmed church. So the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I just think about Bishop Paul Serba as I thank him for his gifts and seeing a man that had every seven out of seven of those gifts from the Holy Spirit. Finish this homily. I absolutely loved what St. Paul wrote in Romans. Whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. And we don't know when we'll have another bishop. It usually takes about a year. And I hope that we as brothers and sisters continue to share the good news of our Savior. That I, as your pastor, may do my job, as Bishop wanted me to do, to bring you to the Eucharist, to confession, to adoration, to Mother Mary. And in one way to do that, I would like to have a Monday evening, and I hope most of you can come, as a lot of other churches did that in our diocese, and I was not able to because of I was in Sioux Falls and then the weather, but in the Duluth area, and then before in Sioux Falls, the weather was just nuts. So I didn't have time to do it this last week, but I want to do it on Monday evening for the Immaculate Conception of Mother Mary, as our bishop was a love of our Mother Mary, a perfect day. So we'll be having a Mass on Monday at 6 p.m. Adoration will be at 5 o'clock. And finally, again in Romans, welcome one another then as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. May our bishop rest in peace.